ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணபதயே நமஹ. இட்ஸ் அன் ஆஸ்பீஷியஸ் நவமி திதி ஆஃப் ஷியாமலா நவராத்திரி, அண்ட் சோ ஐ தாட் பி நைஸ் ஃபார் அஸ் டு டூ அவர் கணபதி அத்தவ சிக்ஷா பிஃபோர் வி பிகின் அவர் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் உபனிஷத் ஸ்டடி. ஐ டேக் இட் ஆஸ் அ ஃபர்ஸ்ட் உபனிஷத் ஸ்டடி. So just do Atharva Sirisham and then next class onwards I'll be on time. Okay, if at all I delay, I'm delayed for 10 minutes, 5 minutes only because of some tension problems. Om Shri Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Gananam Tva Ganapatihum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam ஜேஷ்டராஜம் ப்ரஹ்மணாம் ப்ரஹ்மணஸ்பத ஆனஶ்ருண்வன்னோதிபிஃ சீத சாதனம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணபதயே நமஹ. ஓம் சுக்லாம் வரதரம் விஷ்ணும் சசிவர்ணம் சதுர்புஜம் ப்ரசன்னவதனம் த்யாயேத் சர்வவிக்னோபசாந்தயே கஜானனம் பூதகணாதிசேவிதம் கபித்தஜம்பூஃபலசாரபக்ஷிதம் உமாசுதம் சோகவிநாசகாரணம் நமாமி விக்னேஸ்வர பாத பங்கஜம். ஓம் ஸ்ரீ மகாகணபதயே நமஹ. ஓம் பத்ரம் கர்ணே விஷ்ணுயாம தேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யேமாக்ஷபர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸிரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகம்சஸ்தனோபிஹிவ்யஷேமதேவஹிதையதாயுஹு ஸ்வஸ்தி நைந்திரோ வ்ருத்தஸ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஃபூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர்தாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஓம் நமஸ்தே கணபதயே த்வமேவ ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் தத்வமசி த்வமேவ கேவலம் கர்த்தாசி த்வமேவ கேவலம் தத்தாசி த்வமேவ கேவலம் ஹர்த்தாசி த்வமேவ சர்வம் கல்விதம் ப்ரஹ்மாசி த்வம் சாக்ஷாதாத்மாசி நித்யம் ருதம் வச்மி சத்யம் வச்மி அவத்வம் மாம் அவவக்தாரம் அவஸ்ரோதாரம் அவதாதாரம் அவதாதாரம் அவானோசானம் அவசிஷ்யம் அவபஶ்சாத்தாத் அவபுரஸ்தாத் அவோத்தராத்தாத் அவதக்ஷிணாத்தாத் அவசோர்த்வாத்தாத் அவாதராத்தாத் சர்வதோ மாம் பாஹி பாஹி சமந்தாத் சர்வதோ மாம் பாஹி பாஹி சமந்தாத் சர்வதோ மாம் பாஹி பாஹி சமந்தாத் த்வம் வாங்மயஸ்த்வம் சின்மயஹ த்வமானந்தமயஸ்த்வம் ப்ரஹ்மமயஹ த்வம் சச்சிதானந்தா த்விதியோசி த்வம் ப்ரத்யக்ஷம் ப்ரஹ்மாசி த்வம் ஜ்ஞானமயோ விஜ்ஞானமயோசி சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வத்தோ ஜாயதே சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வத்தஸ்திஷ்டதி சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வைலயமேஷ்யதி சர்வம் ஜகதிதம் த்வயி ப்ரத்யேதி த்வம் பூமிராபோ நலோ நிலோ நபஹ த்வம் சத்வாரி வாக்பதானி த்வம் குணத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் அவஸ்தாத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் தேஹத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் காலத்ரயாதீதஹ த்வம் மூலாதாரஸ்திதோசி நித்யம் த்வம் சக்தித்ரயாத்மகஹ त्वां योगिनो ध्यायन्ति नित्यम् त्वं ब्रह्मा त्वं विष्णुस्त्वं रुद्रस्त्वमिन्द्रस्त्वमग्निस्त्वं वायुस्त्वं सूर्यस्त्वं चन्द्रमास्त्वं ब्रह्म भूर्भुवस्वरूपम् गणादिम् पूर्वमुच्चार्य वर्णादीम् सदनन्तरम् अनुस्वारः परतरः अर्धेन्दुलसितम् तारेण रुद्धम् एतत्तवमनुस्वरूपम् गकारः पूर्वरूपम् अकारो मध्यमरूपम् अनुस्वारश्चान्त्यरूपम् बिन्दुरुत्तररूपम् नादसन्धानम् संहिता सन्धिः सैषा गणेशविद्या गणकऋषिः निचृद्गायत्री छन्दः गणपतिर्देवता ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ गं गणपतये नमः ॐ एकदन्ताय विद्महे वक्रतुण्डाय धीमहि तन्नो दन्तिः प्रचोदयात् एकदन्तं चतुर्हस्तं पाशमङ्कुशधारिणम् रदं च वरदं हस्तैर्बिभ्राणं मोषकध्वजम् रक्तं लम्बोदरं शूर्पकर्णकं रक्तवाससं रक्तगन्धानुलिप्ताङ्गं रक्तपुष्पैः सुपूजितम् भक्तानुकम्पिनं देवं जगत्कारणमच्युतम् आविर्भूतं च सृष्ट्यादौ प्रकृतेः पुरुषात्परम् एवं ध्यायति यो नित्यं स योगी योगिनां वरः ॐ नमो व्रातपतये नमो गणपतये नमः प्रमथपतये नमस्ते स्तुलम्बोदराय एकदन्ताय विघ्ननाशिने शिवसुताय श्रीवरदमूर्तये नमो नमः ॐ श्रीमन्महागणाधिपतये नमः ॐ यश्छन्दसां ऋषभो विश्वरूपः छन्दोऽभ्योऽध्यमृतात् सम्बभोव समेन्द्रो मेधया शृणोतु अमृतस्य देवधारणो भूयासं शरीरं मे विचर्षणम् जिह्वा मे मधुमत्तमा कर्णाभ्यां भूरिविश्रुवम् ब्रह्मणः कोशोऽसि मेधया पिहितः श्रुतं मे गोपाय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ मेधा देवी जुषमाणा न आगा विश्वाची भद्रा सुमनस्यमाना त्वया जुष्टानुदमाना दुरुक्तान् बृहद्वदेम विदथे सुवीराः त्वया जुष्टऋषिर्भवति देवि त्वया ब्रह्मागतश्रीरुतत्वया त्वया जुष्टश्चित्रं विन्दते वसुसानो जुषस्वद्रविणो न मेधे मेधां म इन्द्रो दधातु मेधां देवी सरस्वती मेधां मे अश्विना उभावा धत्तां पुष्करस्रजा अप्सरासु चया मेधा गन्धर्वेषु चयन्मनः दैवी मेधा सरस्वती सामा मेधा सुरभिर्जुषताम् आमा मेधा सुरभिर्विश्वरूपा हिरण्यवर्णा जगति जगम्या ऊर्जस्वती पयसा पिन्वमाना सामा मेधा सुप्रतीका जुषन्ताम् मयि मेधां मयि प्रजां मयि अग्निस्तेजो दधातु मयि मेधां मयि प्रजां मयीन्द्र इन्द्रियं दधातु मयि मेधां मयि प्रजां मयि सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः यूजुअली ऑन एवरी सैटरडे व्हेन वी वर गैदरिंग In Binaji's house, we always recite all three sutras. But today, we are starting after a long break, and then every time we start Brihat, we had some lot of obstacles. And today, this is a new program. This is a new program in the sense, I'm teaching Mundaka in the mornings, mainly because I'm going to teach Mundaka with Bhashyam and Sanction Pratyaya Bhashyam. Between you'll be studying Mula Grantha and Bhashyam simultaneously, because you're already exposed to the teaching. That's the reason. Otherwise, the freshers should not be studying Bhashyam without having studied the Mula Grantha, the original text. The original text must be studied first. Only then you must redo the same text with the Bhashyam. But you have heard once and then also read with the evening Hari group. Then let me do this with the Bhashyam. Now you have the exposure to Sanskritam and you will really enjoy it. This only way you can improve your language also. When you read the Bhashyam, simple language, you will enjoy it definitely. Anyway, so, and Pooja Swamiji also, in all of our courses, whatever courses he did in Sandeepani Sadhanalaya in Bombay, Powai, and also later on in PhD America, and also in Coimbatore, all many courses he conducted. And Swamiji students are all over the world today, and their generations of students also now. And everywhere Swamiji always started first teaching. When he started teaching Upanishads, the first Upanishad he taught was Mundaka Upanishad. Of course, introduction to Vedanta and values, Vajagovindam, all these texts Swamiji covers for first 6 months. He prepares the students for Upanishads. The first 6 months does not start Upanishad studies. After first 6 months of residential program, and then only he starts Upanishads and Bhagavad Gita also. Then first he starts Mundaka Upanishad only. So that's the order. Which of the 10 major Upanishads, we said 10 or 11 major Upanishads, even though we have hundreds of Upanishads, 108, many, many Upanishads we have, many names are also not known, many of the Upanishads are not known, and but still always the people talk about 10 major Upanishads, or 11 major Upanishads. Major means what? Does it mean that they're very important? I'll send you the text. I do remember, you don't have, many of you don't have the Bhashyam. I'll send you the link. Okay? All the Upanishads are equally important. All the Upanishads, the subject matter is the same. Why these 10 are known as major Upanishads? Because Adi Shankara Bhagavad Padacharya had written commentary only on these 10 Upanishads. Is it 11 Upanishads? And why did he choose to write only commentary on these 10, 11 Upanishads? The next question comes. And his choice of writing Bhashyam on these Upanishads also was based on the mantras Vyasacharya selected for discussion in his Brahma Sutras. So Vyasacharya had selected mantras for analysis. Because we all know very well, Brahma Sutrani is the name, title of the text written by Vyasacharya and which is known as an analytical study. Analytical study, Mimamsa Granthaha. The very word Mimamsa itself means what? Matum Iccha Mimamsa, matum. Ma is the root, mati is a verb, mati. Like gachati, patati, likati, mati means measures. And pramati means accurately knows. Mati measures. And here, matum means to measure. Matum iccha, desire to measure, is what? Mimamsa. Mimamsa is a desiderative word, which means matum iccha mimamsa, jnatum iccha jignyasa, moktum iccha mamuksha, bhoktum iccha bubuksha. Do you know what is bubuksha? Bubhuksha means desire to eat. Bhoktum Icha Bubhuksha. Patum Icha Pipasa. Desire to drink. Jnatum Icha Jignyasa. Similarly, Matum Icha Mimamsa. These are all in Sanskritam, these words are known as desiderative words. We'll be learning in Sanskrit class anyway. So Matum Icha Mimamsa. So Mimamsa Shastram. Mimamsa Shastram means what? So this the Shastram where mantras are analyzed. The study of, even analytical study of the mantras. Analytical study of the mantras is known as Mimamsa Shastram. And Brahma Sutrani is the text which is an analytical study of the mantras contained in the Vedanta Shastram, Upanishads. We also have Mimamsa Shastram, analytical study of the mantras contained in the Karmakanda of the Veda. That's known as Purva Mimamsa Shastram. Purva Mimamsa Shastram is a textbook wherein mantras of the Karma Upasana Kandas are analyzed. Specifically, Karmakanda mantras are analyzed. And Purva Mimamsa Shastram is contained in the textbook known as Jaimini Sutrani. Jaimini Sutrani, written by the Rishi Jaimini. Jaimini Rishi, a Karmakandi. We have his Jaimini Sutrani or Jaimini Sutrani is the name of the text of the analytical study of mantras of the Karmakandi. Whereas Brahma Sutrani also is a text, an analytical study of the mantras of the Vedanta Shastra. And here Vyasa Bhagavan has taken mantras from mainly from these 10 Upanishads for analysis, analytical study. So based on Vyasa Bhagavan's choice of mantras for analysis from the Upanishads, Shankaracharya also written commentary on those Upanishads. Therefore, they are known as major Upanishads. And it's also believed, it's also understood, the fact is, if we understand these 10 Upanishads, then all the Upanishads we can understand easily. That is why they are known as 10 major Upanishads. If you see the all particular order, which comes first? Isha comes first. Isha, Kena, Katha, Isha, Kena, Katha, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Tittirihi, Aitareyam, Chandogyam, Brihadaranyakam, Tatha. And we have this order is there. But still, somehow, Paramatthananda Swamiji and Pooja Swamiji, they always felt Isha Vasim should be studied last. Not last in the sense, after studying Mundaka, Kena, Kata, Prashna, Taittiriya, Mandukya, only then Isha Vasim should be studied. Because then it will be easy for comprehending the contents. That is their view. And you will see that also later on. So here, this Mundaka Upanishad has very simple commentary. And mantras are very straightforward mantras. Very nice. Okay. Now, this Mundaka Upanishad, anyway, all the Upanishads form the end portion of the Veda known as Vedanta Shastram. It is called Jnana Kandaha, you know very well. And which Upanishad belongs to which Veda, that we must remember. That is why today I hearted with Ganapati Atharva Sirisham Upanishad, invoking the grace of Ganapati, because this Mundaka Upanishad also belongs to Atharva Veda. Atharva Vediya Upanishad. Mundakopanishad belongs to Atharva Vedaha. Atharva Vedaha, otherwise Atharvana Vedaha. Atharva or Atharvana Vedaha. The Veda itself is called known as Atharva or Atharvana Vedaha because the sage Atharva, the Rishi, Atharva Rishi has contributed tremendously. Most of the mantras were revealed to him. Therefore, the whole Veda itself is known as Atharva Vedaha. Atharva Vediya Upanishad, or the Upanishad belonging to Atharva Veda, is this Mundaka Upanishad. Of course, Ganapati Atharva Shirsha Upanishad, this tiny Upanishad, the very title tells you it belongs to Atharva Veda. So also Mundaka Upanishad belongs to Atharva Veda. And therefore, we always begin the study of the Mundaka Upanishad with the Atharva Veda Shanti Patha. Whichever Upanishad we study, in keeping with the Upanishad belonging to a given Veda, we begin the study with the respective Shanti Patha. Shanti Patha. When I say hereafter, you all before I ever used to give much importance because I didn't want to discourage people. I didn't want people to feel disappointed. Okay. Oh, always finding fault. But now I'm very conscious. I am telling you. Atharva Veda and Atharva Vediya Upanishad. So Atharva Veda Shanti Pataha is there. Shanti Pataha. So Shanti Sha palatal. What is Shanti? Not Shanti. Shanti Pathaha. Shanti Pathaha is a peace invocation. And already we have been chanting so many Shanti Pathas. Shanti Panchakam. Five Shanti mantras are very well known. Of course, we all always, any child in anywhere part of the world, they know this Sahana Vavatu. Sahana Vavatu is a Krishna Yajurvediya Shanti Pataha. Like here, the Atharvaveda Shanti Pataha is this Bhadram Karnebihi, with which we started our class today. Already we chanted that mantra. All of you know how to chant mantra. So I'll repeat it again today because some of you are very new. People who are already old, already who know this chanting very well, I'm sure you will not feel bored. Even if you feel bored, you should not feel bored. Know why? You're always understanding. When the more you listen, the more you become, you get thorough with subject matter. So Atharva Veda Shanti Pathaha is this. And then very important to chant it correctly with the swaras and the pronunciation. Uccharanam swaraha, you know, swaraha, now you know swaras. Anudattaha, Udattaha, Swaritaha, Dirghaswaritaha. We have these four swaras we have to follow. Actually, different ways of chanting. This is the basic simple way we must definitely follow. Anudattaha, Udattaha, Swaritaha, Dirghaswaritaha. These four swaras are followed. And also, pronunciation, Uccharanam also we have to take care. Swaram, swaras and the intonations, also pronunciation, we must take care. Okay, so this is, let us repeat it now. And we already have given this, Radhaji has put it on the website. The Shanti Mantra meaning is elaborately given already. When we have done I got the meanings twice. When we did the Atharva Shirsha Upanishad also, I taught the meanings. Already it is there on the website. you can go and study, but I'm going to teach you anyway today. It only happens to be first class. I want to start with it. Om. So whenever we begin the Shanti Pata, definitely any mantra has to be begun with the Omkaraha. So Shanti Pataha, peace invocation also is begun with the Omkaraha, Pranavaha. And Omkara is always in Udatta only. Not Anudatta, not Swarita. Om. Bhadrang, bhadrang karne bhishrunuyam devaha. Bhadrang karne bhishrunuyam devaha. Bhadram pashye makshabharyajatraha. Bhadram pashye makshabharyajatraha. Thirai rangai is tushtubhagam sastano bhihi vyashema devahitai yadayuhu swastina indro vriddhashrabaha swastina posha visvavedaha swastina starksho arishtanemihi Swasti no Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Any Shanti? Om Shanti. Ti Anudatta. Shan Udatta. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. The last Shanti. They should have Swarita. And those who want to learn this correctly, please ask the help of one of the students who are here, already studying. Those who want to learn the chanting, and there's a chanting class done by many people in the class, so you can learn with them. Okay, the chanting is properly taught. Sachin is teaching, Nina is teaching, Matthew is teaching, Tristan is teaching, and Prashankar is teaching. So whoever wants to learn proper chanting, please learn with them. Spend time to learn your chanting with them. Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrunuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashye Makshabharya Jatraha Sthirai Rangai Istushtuvagam Sastano Bhihi Vyashema Devahi Tayyadayuhu Swasti na indro vriddhashrabaha. Swasti na posha visvavedaha. Swasti na starksho arishtanemihi. Swasti no brihaspatir dadhatu. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Okay. Anyway, Kimattam Shanti Pataha Arambhe Kartavyaha. Why should Upanishad study be done, or any study should be begun with a peace invocation? Why should any study must be begun with the peace invocation? Kimattam Shanti Pataha Arambhe Kartavyaha. If this question rises, answer is this. Peace invocation itself tells you what? We must be able to pursue the knowledge peacefully. Why should we be able to pursue knowledge peacefully? If you do not pursue the knowledge peacefully, then you cannot benefit from the knowledge. So in fact, before the pursuit of knowledge implies study of the Shastram. And usually I used to tell this word scripture. But now I myself don't feel very good because I do understand the difference between the words. What the word scripture is different from Shastram. Scripture can be, a text can be called a scripture if it is teaches something which has been thought by somebody and written by somebody, of course in conformity with the Shastram. But still, Shastram is different. Okay, even though we say, even though in English language, for want of expression, we say Shastram is always translated as scripture. Actually, Shastram is a Pramanam, Pramana Grantaha. Shastram is a Pramana Grantaha. Veda is the Shastram. Vedaha Yeva Shastram. Veda is the Shastram. Entire Veda is the Shastram. And here Veda Antaha, the end portion of Vedam, Veda also is a Pramanam, Pramana Grantaha. The whole Veda is a Pramana Grantaha, Pramanam. Pramanam means what? A means of knowledge. Pramanam is a means of knowledge. A means of knowledge must be always relevant. Okay? Eyes are the means of knowledge of the object called light means. For people who lived before, eyes were the means of knowledge of light. For people who are living now, eyes are the means of knowledge of the light. People who are going to be living in future also, eyes will be the only means of knowledge of the object called light. No other means. Like that here also, Pramana Grantaha, here, Veda Shastram, Vedanta Shastram is a Pramana, Pramana Grantaha, means the means of knowledge of the reality. Means of knowledge of the reality. Therefore, Shastram, Vedanta Pramana Grantaha, and if this Shastram must be studied systematically in order to understand, in order to attain jnana. So pursuit of knowledge implies study of the systematic study of the Shastram. And systematic study of the Shastram will result in the attainment of jnana in due course of time only if you are peaceful. If you are restless, if you are agitated, understanding itself is not possible. Where is the question of assimilating it? Where is the question of enjoying the benefit of the knowledge? Therefore, attainment of knowledge presupposes the study of the scripture with a focused attention without any distraction, mental disturbance. If a person must be comfortably, peacefully studied, then naturally, physically, one must be hale and healthy. Mentally, one must be peaceful. One must be agitation-free, distraction-free minded. And if a person must be agitation-free minded, then naturally, not only his own physical body, people around him also, everything around him also must be in conducive atmosphere. Everything around him must be in conducive. And there should not be any natural calamities also. That is why our ancestors, rishis, have thoroughly analyzed. Which means, according to our Shastram, there are only three sources of obstacles. In our pursuit of knowledge, all possible, all obstacles are possible. In the pursuit of knowledge, any obstacle is possible. And all possible obstacles arise only from three different sources. Which means, you can think, well, you can go back and think. No, there must be fourth source of obstacle. No, there is no fourth source of obstacle at all. Okay, there are only three sources of obstacles. Therefore, if the obstacles arising from these three different sources are taken care of, then we can be peacefully pursue our knowledge. We can study peacefully. So what are those three sources of obstacles? We say, one's own physical body, one's own mind can be a source of obstacle. Or people around, other than oneself, people associated with anything and everything other than one's own self, around oneself, can be a source of obstacle. Either myself or others, people or things around me can be source of obstacle. No, neither myself am a source of obstacle, but nor do I have any obstacle other than myself. Sometimes neither I am nor the world. Then who else can become a source of obstacle? Some natural crisis, natural calamities can become the source of obstacles. When the obstacles happen, whether myself or anything, anybody around other than myself, or natural calamities, whichever is the source of obstacle, when obstacle rises, when I'm not able to achieve what I want to achieve, naturally there'll be tapaha, there'll be pain. Obstacle always causes pain. Who can say obstacle does not make me unhappy? If there are obstacles, once you can handle, twice you can handle. Continuously there are obstacles in what you want to achieve, you feel so frustrated and you will feel, you won't be comfortable. So it is a pain. Obstacle always causes pain. And mental worry, pain. And my pain is said to be tapaha. I told this many times. Tapaha literally means what? Heat. Tapaha means heat. And I'm sure you all must be remembering Sanskrit class I taught you. Tapanaha means sun. Tapanaha means sun, suryaha. Tapaha means heat. And what's the root there? Tap is the dhatu. Tapati is the verb. Tap, tapati means scorches. Heat. Yes, it means scorches. Tapati means scorches. And tapanaha, sun. Tapaha, heat. Tapas. Tapaha, pullinga shabda. Tapas, sakaranta, apusakalinga shabda. Tapas means the heat a person has as a result of penance also is what? Tapas, okay? And then tapasaha means the person of penance. Tapas is penance. Okay? Tapaha, akaranta pullinga shabda, which means heat. But here, pain is likened to a heat. Sorry, heat is like, okay, pain is likened to a heat. Why pain is taken to be heat? Because heat can scorch. Heat always scorches. And sitting in London, in this cold weather, you will not know what is getting scorched. You must come here, okay, to know what it means. But if you were in Rishikesh, then you won't feel the heat. Bhupendra has come back from Rishikesh and they were equally cold, okay. The Shimla or London, same. He was in Shimla, now he's back in London. Same place. But now, Coimbatore is better. Other place outside the Coimbatore, very hot, okay. So what I'm saying, tapaha means, so you will know what it is getting scorched. So, we need to turn the fans on and air condition on because heat is you can't handle. So heat scorches. Okay, tapanaha tapati is a tapaha. Heat scorches. So not only heat scorches, even emotional agony, the pain, mental pain, emotional pain, mental agony also scorches a person. Therefore, pain is likened to a heat. And here, pain is taken to be heat itself. So this pain caused by obstacles arising, okay, obstacles for which one's own self is the source. And that pain is called what? Adhyatmika తాపః ఆధ్యాత్మిక తాపః. సో పెయిన్ కాస్డ్ బై ఆబ్స్టికల్స్ ఫార్ విచ్ ద సోర్స్ ఈస్ ఎనీథింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ అదర్ దాన్ వన్స్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫ్, ద పెయిన్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆది భౌతిక తాపః. ఆధ్యాత్మిక తాపః, ఆది భౌతిక తాపః. దెన్ pain caused by obstacles for which the source is natural calamities or crises like tempest or tsunami. Now corona also sort of okay adi daivika one, it is not man made, isn't it? Adi daivika. So floods come, storm comes, snowfall, too much of snowfall and you can't go out. Like natural calamities can cause obstacles. Then pain caused by obstacles for which the natural calamities become the source is known as adi daivika tapaha. So adhyatmika tapaha. Adhyatmika means what? Anything pertaining to one's own self is called adhyatmika. Adhyatma. Adhyatmam, adhyatmika means anything pertaining to one's own self is adhyatmika. The pain caused by obstacles for which one's own self is the source is called adhyatmika tapaha. Then adhi bhautika tapaha. Adhi bhautika. And adhi daivika tapaha. Adhi daivika. So, these threefold, the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources is said to be tapatrayam. 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 Trayam means what? A set of three. Tapatrayam means, trayam means a set of three. Pain caused by obstacles arising from a set of three sources is called tapatrayam. Therefore, tapatraya nivaranartham trivaram shantihi uchyate. Tapatraya nivaranartham trivaram shantihi uchyate. Shantihi is said three times for the elimination of obstacles. Elimination of the pain caused by obstacles arising from three different sources. In fact, Radhanji has given very good explanation for all this in his, we spend a lot of time to put glossary. If you want, you can check that. Okay? We almost everything is given there. Lots of all these things we, again and again, we also corrected. So you can make use of them. If you want, you can go through that. Okay. So, tapatrayam. Trayam, now you know this, tapatrayam is very commonly used. So, tapatraya nivaranartham trivaram shantihi uchyate. Shantihi is uttered three times. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Three times shantihi is said for warding off the obstacles. To remove the pain caused by obstacles, arising from three different sources. If pain has to be eliminated, obstacles have to be eliminated. If obstacles have to be eliminated, okay, then there should not be obstacles, means we need Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace must be in the form of what? In the form of the grace of all the devatas. Mainly, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of natural phenomena revered as devatas. Every and any natural phenomenon is revered as devata. Why revered as devata? Because every phenomenon is looked upon as an illumination of consciousness. Manifestation of knowledge. Therefore, every phenomenon is looked upon as devata. If we look at the phenomenon as a mere matter, inert matter, then we cannot look at it as Devata. So first of all, in Vedic culture, in Vedic tradition, nothing, no natural phenomenon is simply looked upon as a mere inert matter. Everything is looked upon as manifestation of knowledge, illumination of consciousness. Therefore, everything, every phenomenon is looked up, revered as Devata. And what is Devata? All Devatas constitute Ishvara. So Bhagavan, Ishvara alone is in the form of all natural phenomena. Therefore, we invoke the grace of Bhagavan in the form of Devatas, the natural phenomena, to bless us with whatever we need so that we will not have any obstacles. If obstacles are not there, then tapa also will not be there. So tapatre nivaranartham trivaram shantihi, I said. And different Upanishads, different shanti mantras, the different way of invoking the grace of devatas. Let us see here. Om. Why a mantra is begun with Omkaraha? Care of Atra Sirsha notes. Okay. You can go and check that. But still I can tell you, Om is a sound symbol of Bhagavan. Therefore, Omkara is, any mantra is begin with Omkara. Sound symbol of Bhagavan. Om is equal to Ishvara. And one more meaning I can tell you, the entire way this, I tell you the same meaning everywhere. Because Shankaracharya gives same meaning everywhere also. The entire Vedashastram condensed is what? The entire Vedashastram condensed is Gayatri Mantraha. Gayatri Mantraha condensed is three Vyakritis. Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Three Vyakritis further condensed is what? Constitute Om. Akara, Vukara, Makara. Om. So Om, the single syllable consisting of three sounds, two vowels and one consonant, is nothing but the essence of Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. Three Vyakritis. And three Vyakritis are nothing but the essence of the Gayatri Mantraha. Gayatri Mantra is the essence of the entire Veda. Therefore, Om is the essence of the entire Veda. Om, Bhagavan, Ishwaraha is the subject matter of the Veda Shastra. Finally, ultimately, what is that you need to understand by heading the Veda Shastra is Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan is the subject matter of the Veda Shastra, especially Vedanta Shastra. And Om is the essence of the Veda Shastra. Om is a sound symbol of Bhagavan the whole. How Om is a sound symbol of Bhagavan the whole, that we will understand later on. Later on, since there will be a time I will teach you again further. Okay. And of course, we say, because we need to understand how Akvakara stands for what, Makara stands for what, Ukara stands for what, everything I have explained. But I'll explain this after teaching Upanishad. Okay? Because the beginning of the Upanishad, I need not give you the meaning now. Okay. So, Bhadram. And Bhadram is a neutral gender word. Bhadram. Bhadram means auspiciousness. And many times I told you in my other classes also, Bhadram. Sham, Shivam, Shubham, Kalyanam, Mangalam, Swasti, Bhadram. All these words mean the same. Sham, Shivam, Shubham, Mangalam, Kalyanam, Mangalam, Kalyanam, all these Bhadram mean the same, auspiciousness. So auspiciousness, I explain this meaning of auspiciousness also. What is auspicious? If we ask, anything which causes pain is inauspicious. Anything which causes pain is inauspicious. When you see a child, suppose when you see somebody on the road, okay, you may not see there in UK, I don't know whether you see. Suppose here we see on the road, say, some child. Oh, no mother, no father. The child is walking on the road. The child, suddenly there's a pain, it invokes a pain. Oh, you feel sorry. There's a pain comes. The child does not cause the pain. The child, the situation which causes pain is what? Inauspicious. Anything which causes pain is inauspicious. So when you see a young woman who has become a widow, young lady, oh my God, she's just very young and his husband passed away. So she is not inauspicious. The situation, oh, when you feel sorry for her, young woman, the situation, that situation causes pain in you, not the woman. Woman is not inauspicious. Okay, her condition causes pain in you. Your sympathy, it evokes sympathy, empathy in you. That is inauspicious. So inauspicious means anything which causes pain is inauspicious. Is it clear? Not the person. We should not mistake. Anything which causes pain is inauspicious. Therefore, auspiciousness means that which does not cause pain. What is auspicious? That which does not cause pain. Not only does not cause pain, that which is free from pain also. That which is free from pain. And not only that, that which drives away pain. Three, you have to say, dukkha rahitam, dukkha ajanakam, dukkha nivarakam. Okay? That which removes pain, that which does not cause pain, that which is free from pain, is auspicious. And being auspicious is the nature of Bhagavan. Auspicious is adjective. Auspiciousness is noun. What is auspicious? Auspicious is that which does not, that which is free from pain, that which does not cause pain, that which drives away pain, removes pain, is auspicious. And being auspicious is the nature of Bhagavan. Therefore, auspiciousness. Bhagavan is the one who is of the nature of auspiciousness. Is it clear? Therefore, here, Bhadram Shunuyama. Bhadram Shunuyama. Bhadram Pashyema. Bhadram Karne Vishunuyama Devaha. So, Devaha, you address. We address all the Devatas. Devaha is a Akarantaha, Pullingaha, Devishabdaha, this is Shabdasya Bahuvachane, Pratama Bhakto Bahuvachane, Devaha Iti Rupam. Devaha, all Devas. Actually, He Devaha is not Pratama Bhakti. It's also what? Sambodhana Pratama. Pratama and Sambodhana Pratama, plural form is the same. He Devaha, O Devas. All the Devas are invoked. So Bhagavan in him of all the phenomena are invoked together. O ye Devas, Devaha, Bhadram, Bhadram Karne Vishunuyama, Shunuyama. See, Shunumaha, we hear. present tense verb. Shrunuyama may we hear. Imperative first person. Shrunuyama may we hear. May we hear. See, shrunumaha, we hear, present tense. But imperative, first person, let us hear. Shrunuyama. May we hear. Let us hear. That's the meaning. Shrunuyama. O Lord, O Devas, may we hear what? Bhadram. May we hear only auspicious things. Through our ears. Karne bihi. Bhadram karne bhishunuyama deva. Karne bihi. What is karne bihi? Akarantaha napusakalingaha. Pullingaha karna shabdaha. Karnaha karno karnaha. But how karne bihi? Maybe karnaihi. Isn't it? With ears. With our ears. Through our ears. But karnevihi is a chandasa prayogaha, Vedic usage. We should not correct. We should understand correctly. Karnevihi is equal to karnehi. We can't chant as badrang karnehi. No. We should not correct it. We should keep the mantra as the mantra. It's a chandasa prayogaha. Chandasa prayogaha means Vedic usage. Sometimes we have no right to correct the Veda mantras. But you should understand the correct meaning. Vedic usage is karnebihi. But what's actual mean? How should take it? Karnehi. Karnehi shunuyama. Karnebihi shunuyama. Why? Only we have two ears, no? Karnabhyam, it must have been karnabhyam. Why karnehi? Because plural. We are all of us together. May we hear through our ears only things which are auspicious. We only hear sounds, words, but those words which come and fall through our ears, which reach our minds, may cause pain. Isn't it? We only hear words through our ears. What we hear, only words only we hear. But those words which fall into our ears, which reach our mind, can cause pain. So may we not hear anything which is inauspicious through our ears. May we hear only auspicious things through our ears. So what is auspicious again? So may we hear things which do not distract us from our pursuit of study, pursuit of knowledge. Okay, may we listen to, what is auspicious? May we listen to the auspicious things means, may we listen to things which do not distract us from our pursuit of knowledge. May we listen to things which help us commit ourselves to the pursuit of knowledge. Is it clear? Very important. Suppose something which distracts you from listening to the Shastra, understanding the Shastra, which makes you feel restless. Or it may attend the class today. It may bunk the class today. Some disturbance. So, we should, that's the Bhagavan's grace is important. If only Bhagavan's grace is there, you will not be distracted by things. Therefore, Bhadram karne bhishunuyama devaha. O devas, may we listen to the words through our ears, only auspicious words which do not distract us, disturb us from our pursuit of knowledge, the study of the Shastra, which do not deviate us from our commitment to the pursuit of jnana. That's the meaning, okay? Similarly, bhadram pashyema akshabhiryajatraha. Bhadram pashyema akshabhihi. Bhadram pashyema akshabhihi. Pashyema plus akshabhihi. Pashyema akshabhihi. What sandhi? I need not tell you. Okay, it will advance students now. Bhadram pashyema akshabhihi. Pashyamaha we see. Pashyema may we see. Let us see. So, Bhadram Pashyema Akshabhihi. Again, Akshabhihi also means what? Through our eyes. Third case, Akshabhihi, through our eyes, with our eyes, may we see only auspicious things. So the objects perceived through our sense organs must be auspicious, which means they should not distract us from our pursuit of knowledge. They should not take us away from our commitment to the pursuit of the commitment to study of this Shastram. They should not deviate us from our commitment to live a life of Dharma. That is the important thing. Therefore, auspicious, anything which helps me pursue my knowledge, anything which helps me pursue my studies, anything which helps me live a life of Dharma is auspicious. For Bhadram Pashyema Akshabihi. Here also, another word, Yajatraha. Bhadram Pashyema Akshabhir Yajatraha. Yajatraha. Yajatraha is another word for Devaha. Yajatraha, Yajatraha, Yajatro, Yajatraha. Devaha, Devo, Devaha. So, Akaranta, Pullinga Shabdaha, Bahuvachana, Sambodhan Pratamaya, Bahuvachana, Devaha, Yajatraha, Iti Rupam. Oh, Devas. Instead of using the same word Devas, different word is used. Same meaning. Yajatraha also means Devas only. O Devas, may we see only auspicious things through our ears, eyes. Akshabihi Bhadram Pashyema. Now, why Devas are known as Yajatraha? I told the meaning of the word Devaha, Devata. Devaha means the one who shines, means illumination of consciousness, manifestation of knowledge. What about Yajatraha? Here, there's a root Yaj. Yaj is a Dhatuhu. It is a Yajati, Yajate, Ubhayapadi Dhatuhu. Yajati means worships. Yajate also means worships. What is the noun form of it? Yagaha. Yagaha, Yajnaha is a noun form. Yagaha, Yajnaha means worship. Yajati, Yajate, worships. Yagaha, Yajnaha, worship. And Yajanam also means worshipping. Yajanam, Yajnaha, Yagaha. All of them are derived from the same root, Yaj. Okay. That's why Yaji. Yaji is a Brahmin surname. Yaji means the performer of a ritual. Worshipper. Yaji means worshipper. Somayaji. We have this. Yajula. Telugu will say. Okay. Yaji. Yagaha. Yajnaha. Yajanam. Yajati. Yajate. Okay. Worshipping, so performance of a fire ritual, kindling of fire, offering oblations into the fire is a form of Vedic form of worship. So kindling of fire and invoking the grace of Devatas, offering oblations into the fire is a Vedic form of worship. So performance of fire ritual is a Vedic form of worship. Therefore, Yajnaha literally means what? Worship only. The worship, but always we take it as a fire ritual. So, Yajnaha literally means worship. So, Vedic form of worship is fire ritual. Then, performance of fire ritual. How is it done? Kindle the fire, invoke the grace of Devatas, offer oblations to the fire. This is the performance of fire ritual. Vedic form of worship is called Yagaha Yajnaha. And here, Yajanam means worshipping. And Trayate means protects. Now, when I say Yajati, worships. What Shatruantam Shabda means what? What the Shatruanta Shabdaha Yajan? Remember? Takarantaha Pullingaha Yajat Shabdaha. Tasya Shabdasya Pratamaya Bhakto Yajan Niti Rupam. Te Bhakto Yajantam. Yajantam. Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. Devas protect the worshippers. So Yajatraha means protector of the worshipper. Yajatraha. Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. Yajatraha means what? Protector of the worshipper. Means your worship will never fail. If you invoke the grace of any devata, definitely worship is 100%, you will enjoy the benefit if you do it with Shraddha. Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. Got it? What is Yajantam? Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. Yajataha Trayante Iti Yajatraha. Worship protectors of the worshippers. So whichever devata you worship, you invoke the grace of any devata, definitely you would be protected by the devata. Agnihi, Vayuhu, Apaha, Prithivi, any devata, whichever devata you worship, that devata will protect you. Bhagavan in the form of devata will protect you. That's why protector of the worshipper. Yajantam Trayate Iti Yajatraha. Yajataha Trayante Iti Yajatraha. Is it clear singular? No. Devas, therefore, devas are addressed as, O protectors of the worshippers. O devas, Bhadram Pashyema Akshabhihi. May we see auspicious things through our eyes. Bhadram Pashyema Akshabharyajatraha. Sthirai Rangai Istushtu Vagam Sastano Bhihi. Vyashema Devahi Tayyadayuhu. Okay, Vyashema. Vyashema means, again, imperative verb or ling verb. May we spend. Vyashema means may we spend. May we pause our time. May we spend. What should we spend? Ayuhu. Span of life. Yad ayuhu. Yad ayuhu devahitam. Here, hitam in this context means ordained. Devahitam means ordained by Bhagavan. Here the word deva means Bhagavan. Okay. Order, Ishvara in the form of law and order. Devahitam yad ayuhu, the span of life, that span of life which has been ordained by the Lord in the form of order. Law and order. Karma phala data. Okay. For all of us, paradha karma. I tell you, our span of life has already been determined by Bhagavan. We are here. Okay. We cannot live longer, less than what Bhagavan has ordained. Longer than what Bhagavan has ordained. Whatever span of life has been ordained for every one of us, we are here. Paradha karma phalam is over, quit the body and go. Therefore, yad ayuhu, the span of life, devahitam, ordained by Bhagavan, that span of life, how should we spend? May we spend vyashema, devahitam yad ayuhu, tad ayuhu vyashema. O Lord, may we spend the span of life ordained by Bhagavan in the form of you, Bhagavan, in the form of law and order. How should we spend? Sthiraihi angaihi. Sthiraihi angaihi. Enjoying healthy, strong limbs. Sthiraihi angaihi. स्थिरैरङ्गैः स्तुष्टुवां सः. स्थिरैः अङ्गैः मीन्स् वित् हेल्ति स्ट्राङ्ग् लिम्स्. तुष्टुवां सः, तुष्टुवागुंस इस् देर् but when you, for meaning tushtuvamsaha means pray, glorifying, praising, glorifying, praising. Tanubihi means with hymns of praise. The word tanuhu literally means body, form. Please make a note, it has different meaning also. Tanubihi here means with hymns of praise. So may we spend the span of life ordained by Bhagavan, enjoying healthy limbs, glorifying Bhagavan with hymns of praise. Sthirai rangai is tushtuvagum sastano bihi. Tushtuvagum sas means what? Tushtuvam saha. Tushtuvagum sas taken as tushtuvam saha. Tushtuvagum sas. तनुभिः तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः. इज इट क्लियर? स्थिरैरङ्गैः तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः. वाट एन इंपॉर्टेंट प्रेयर नाउ. इमेजिन, सी Tamil, they say, Surai Vaithya Shittan Maldavendum. You need a wall to draw pictures, isn't it? So without physical wellness, you can achieve anything. That is why it's very important. Sthirai rangai is tushtuvagam sastano bhihi. And once you open your mouth and utter a word, it becomes a karma. Okay? Shastram. See, whatever you think in your mind, when you're uttering something, you mean it. You must mean what you say. Meaning what you say, when you say, you open your mouth and say something, it becomes a karma. Vachikam karma. Once a karma is done, it should produce the phalam, result. It will never go waste. That is why what you speak must be consciously, thoughtfully uttered. Okay, may you become a donkey. Well, say somebody, okay, once you utter, you can't say, oh sorry, I did not mean, you can't say. That is why any word uttered will definitely produce a phalam because it's a karma. Speech is a karma. We be very careful in what you're speaking. So Vedic Shastram, that is why consciously, thoughtfully, when you repeatedly pray, it will work. Sthirai rangai is tushtubhagam sastano bhihi. व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः. व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः संधि देवहितं यदायुः. I'm sure now you enjoy संधि also. You can understand it. स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः. Now वृद्धश्रवाः means one who is very well known is called Vriddhashravaha. Some Vedic expressions. Vriddha literally means old, but here Shravaha means one who is well known, very popular. Vriddhashravaha means the one who is very well known, popular. Who is this? Indraha. So Indra is the name of a Devata. And Indra Devata symbolizes our physical prowess. Swasti na indro vriddhashravaha. Swasti again means auspiciousness. Naha for us, to us. Vriddhashravaha indraha. So indra devata symbolizes physical prowess. Indra devata symbolizing physical prowess, who is well known in the Vedas, blesses with auspiciousness. Bring auspiciousness to us. It's implied. Dadhatu is implied. Okay? It's not a complete sentence, but still the meaning implied is this. Swasti na indro vriddhashravaha. స్వస్తినః పూషా విశ్వభేదాః. నౌ విశ్వభేదాః, విశ్వ హియర్ మీన్స్ ఆల్, వేదాః మీన్స్ నోన్ అగైన్. విశ్వభేదాః మీన్స్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ వెల్ నోన్ టు ఆల్. హూ ఇస్ వెల్ నోన్ టు ఆల్ అగైన్? సన్, సూర్య భగవాన్. దర్ ఇస్ నన్ హూ డస్ నాట్ నో సూర్య, సన్, సన్ గాడ్. వన్స్ యూ వేక్ అప్, ఓపెన్ యువర్ ఐస్ ఇన్ ద మార్నింగ్, యూ హ్యావ్ టు సీ లైట్. నో బడి కెన్ ఎస్కేప్ సన్, నో బడి కెన్ మిస్ సూర్య భగవాన్. దెర్ఫోర్ పూషా ఈస్ అనదర్ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ సన్, సూర్య భగవాన్. సూర్య అలోన్ ఈస్ సెట్ టు బి పూషా. స్వస్తిన, స్వస్తిన పూషా విశ్వభేదాః. విశ్వభేదాః, వెల్ నోన్ సూర్య భగవాన్. పూషా నహ స్వస్తి మీన్స్ బ్లెస్సెస్ విత్ ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్, బ్రింగ్ ఆస్పీషియస్నెస్ టు అస్. వాట్ అ ప్రేయర్, అమేజింగ్ ప్రేయర్. యు కెనాట్ డూ బెటర్ ప్రేయర్ దెన్ దిస్. Now, one thing I want to tell you. Why Surya Bhagavan is known as Pusha? Important meaning, okay? See, when you say Surya Bhagavan is called Pusha because it's a Dhatu Push. P-U-S-H, not English Push. Here, Push means Poshayati. Poshay, Push Dhatu. Aya is a వికరణ ప్రత్యయ. సో గెట్ ద వర్డ్ పోషయతి. పోషయతి మీన్స్ నరిషస్. పోషయతి ఇది పూషా. పూషా మీన్స్ పోషకః. పోషకః, పోషకః మీన్స్ నరిషర్. పోషయతి నరిషస్. పూషా పోషకః మీన్ ద సేమ్, నరిషర్. వన్ హు నరిషస్. అండ్ పూషా ఇస్ అ నకార. సి పోషకః is akaranta pullinga shabda, whereas pusha is a nakaranta pullinga shabda. Nakaranta pullinga pushan shabda, pushan shabda. In nominative pusha. Swastinah pusha visvavedah. So may Surya Bhagavan, who is said to be pusha, the nourisher of all beings, the nourisher of the whole jagat, blesses with auspiciousness, bring auspiciousness to us. Now, we always say, the only source, see, our physical body is energetic, our mind is, we have mental energy, intellectual energy, you are able to think, you are able to know, able to understand, that you have intellectual energy, physical energy, then sensory, your sense organs are able to see, with the whole body is energetic, you're able to walk, sit, get up, the whole system is energetic now. Okay? Everything involves what, if you don't have energy, you cannot listen, you cannot see, you cannot think, you'll be very tired, weak, you'll feel like lying down and sleeping. Now you're able to see, hear, think, quick, get up, walk, because you're energetic. And that all the energy, the physiological energy, mental energy, intellectual energy, physical energy, the energy which is expressed in your activities also. You do that, you do this. Energy, every activity you do is what? Every contribution, every discovery, everything is what? Expression of energy only. And that energy is what? Food energy. Okay? The food energy alone gets converted into your energy. Sharirika shakti is anna shakti. Anna shakti, bhojana shakti becomes sharirika shakti. And sharirika shakti alone is expressed from of all the activities. The life, okay? Now, bhojana shakti, anna shakti, the food energy is nothing but modified form of plant energy. Plant energy converted into food energy. Food energy is converted into our energy. And the plant energy is nothing but solar energy converted is plant energy. Therefore, sun is the source of energy. Therefore, sun is known as what? Poshakaha. Pushan. Nakarantaha. Pullingaha. Pushan shabdaha. So, Pusha is a nominative. Pratama vibhakto ekavachane Pusha iti rupam. Okay? Therefore, he is a nourisher. Which means, sun is the one who energizes, enlivens all the beings. Nourishes all the beings. The nourisher, energizer, enlivener of all the beings is Surya Bhagavan. Therefore, he is called Pusha. So, may that Surya Bhagavan, enlivener of all the beings, bring auspiciousness to us, bless us with auspiciousness. You must all feel already energetic. The very prayer, so beautiful prayer. Swastinah Pusha Vishvavedaha. Whenever I teach this particular mantra, I always give the meaning of the word Surya also. You must have already heard from me. How many of you remember this meaning of the word Surya? Huh? If you don't remember, I'll tell you. Do you remember, Krishnaji? Don't remember? Okay. I told you before also. Let me repeat it. The word Pusha, same meaning is the meaning of the word Surya also. Sushtu Irayati, it is Suryaha. Sushtu Irayati. Irayati means energizes, enlivens. Sushtu means well. The one who energizes, enlivens well is called Suryaha. Why Suryaha is called S-U-N sun in English language? Is there a reason? Maybe. There must be some reason. If any of you know Latin, Greek, then you can get the means. But I don't know Latin and Greek, so I don't know. Why Surya is called sun, we don't know. But why sun is called Suryaha, we have meaning. Sushtu Irayati, it is Suryaha. The one who energizes enlivens well. We call Suryaha. Anyway, that's not relevant here. Simply I want to tell you. Pusha. Okay, Suryaha is equal to Pusha. Poshakaha. Swastinah Pusha Vishvavedaha. Swasti nastarksho arishtanemihi. Okay. This last two lines.
Can I ask a question, please?
Huh?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Can you tell the meaning of Irayati, please?
Irayati energizes, enlivens. Okay. See, swastinah pusha vishvavedaha swasti nastarksho arishtanemihi. Okay. Arishtanemihi, Tarkshyaha is a name of Garuda. Suddenly, why do you think of Garuda? Garuda is an eagle. Garuda is the name of eagle. Eagle. And eagle is known not only because of his Mahavishnu's vehicle. Garuda is known for his elegance. Elegant flight. Garuda is known for his. Garuda is of elegant flight. Very elegant. Which means when he flies, you can see effortless. And from very high also, he can see what is here. He can make out. That's why. And when Garuda is flying, it seems, I don't know. It seems nobody can obstruct Garuda's flight. Suppose aircraft comes, Garuda also flies. Who should leave the way? Garuda will not care, okay? It means Garuda's flight is unobstructed. The one who is of unobstructed, elegant flight. Therefore, that's the Arishtanemihi. That formation I'm not explaining now, it's time. Arishtanemihi, the one who is of unobstructed flight. Arishtanemihi. Who is Anishtanemihi? Garudaha. Who is Garuda? What is Garuda known as here? Swastinah Pusha Vishvaveda Swastinah Tarkshyaha. Because, again, Trikshasya Apatyam Puman Tarkshyaha. There's another experience I have to give you next class. Okay, Garuda, the eagle, one who is of unobstructed flight, bring auspiciousness to us without any obstacle. Okay. Swastina Pusha Vishvavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu. And Brihaspatihi is a Jupiter. Okay, Brihaspatihi is the name of Jupiter. And may Brihaspatihi, the preceptor of Devas, bring auspiciousness to us. Bless us with auspiciousness. Swastinah Pusha Vishvavedaha Swastinah Tarksho Arishtanebhi Swastino Swastinaha Brihaspatihi Dadhatu. Swastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu. That no may be taken as Naha. Naha means Asmakam Asmabhyam. To us, for us. May Brihaspatihi, the Jupiter, Devata, bless us with auspiciousness, bring auspiciousness to us. Okay, I'm going to stop the class today.
Brihaspati Dadhatu.
Yeah, Dadhatu, because third person, singular, imperative verb. Dadhatu. Imperative. Dadhatu, gacchatu, patatu, likhatu. Not second person, third person. Let Garuda, one who is on the unobstructed flight, bless us with auspiciousness. Bring auspiciousness to us. Is it clear? See, yeah. Now,
because it's aspirated, isn't it? That's the question.
That is different root. Please be clear. There's two roots. The dadati gives, but the dhatu is dha. Dha is the root. The verb is dadhati. Dadhati means places. But here you should take it as bring. Place. In fact, may he place auspiciousness for us. Before us. That's the meaning. So we take the implied meaning. Is it clear? Dadhati, places, keeps. May he keep auspiciousness, place auspiciousness before us. That's the meaning. So how you take it? May he bless us with auspiciousness. The implied meaning we take.